Hi, I'm Rekha and I'm the Chief Trainer of Kalpataru Consulting. In this video, we are going to discuss on one of the meetings which is conducted in Scrum. Scrum is an agile methodology, and in Scrum there are quite a number of meetings which has been conducted. A few of the mandatory meetings are backlog refinement, Scrum meeting, sprint planning meeting, sprint review meeting and sprint retrospective meeting. In this video, we are going to discuss about the Scrum meeting, or also called as daily stand-up meeting. See, as the name goes by, daily stand-up meeting, this meeting is conducted once in every 24 hours, or to put it in different way, every day it has been conducted. So there are a few mandatory things to be followed in the daily stand-up meeting. One, it is conducted on an everyday basis. And the day starts with a daily stand-up meeting, and the time is fixed. It's a time-boxed activity, which is 15 minutes is the time allotted for the daily stand-up meeting. And there are three mandatory questions to be discussed, or the only three questions which are discussed is, the individuals are going to, okay, before the questions, let me share who is going to be part of the meeting. The development team who does the work is going to be part of the meeting, and they are the actual people who are going to conduct the meeting and who is going to speak, or the active participants of the meeting. So the development team, what they are going to discuss in this 15 minutes meeting? The three questions which we are going to discuss is, one, what did I complete, the individuals to share what did they complete since the last daily stand-up meeting, that is in the last previous day, what did they complete since the last daily stand-up meeting, what did they complete, and what they will complete by the time, by the next stand-up meeting, that is today, what they are going to complete. And the third question is, what is the hurdle or challenge for today's meeting, today's activity or today's commitment? So these are the three questions. Let me repeat, what was completed since we last met the Scrum meeting, and what I will complete before we will meet in the next Scrum meeting, and what is the hurdle or challenge I'm going to face in today's productivity or the work I'm going to do. Only these three questions has to be discussed. It is going to be a 15 minutes meeting. And the other mandatory things to be followed are, the venue has to be the same, the timing has to be the same. See, if you have decided that you're going to meet in the workspace, then every day the meeting has to be conducted in the same workspace. Or if you decide that the meeting is to be conducted in a conference room, every day the meeting has to be conducted in the conference room. So there is going to be a standard way of conducting the meeting. Preferably, the meeting has to be conducted in the workspace itself. Okay, and then the timing is going to be the same. For example, if we decide the meeting time is going to be 9 o'clock, every day the meeting has to be conducted at 9 o'clock, and naturally the meeting will get over by 9:15, because it is a 15 minutes duration is the meeting time, right? The venue is going to be the same, the meeting time is going to be the same, the meeting duration 15 minutes is going to be the same, and the questions we are going to discuss is going to be the same. So there is a standard way of conducting the meeting. We discussed who is going to attend the meeting, which is the development team are the primary people who are going to be the active participants of the meeting. Apart from the development team, who else can participate in the meeting? The Scrum Master can be part of the meeting, but his role in here would be to be a facilitator, or rather I would say, see, one of the role of the Scrum Master is to educate and reiterate the agile practice. So based on that, the Scrum Master should ensure that the meeting protocols are being followed. As I said, the venue, the time, the duration, the questions, whether this has been followed and it is not getting deviated. So this is going to be checked by the Scrum Master. And if you notice the role of the Scrum Master, we have already released a video. You can check up on the role of the Scrum Master. So coming back, the role of another, yet another role of the Scrum Master is to be as a facilitator and resolve the issues for the team members. So based on that, whatever challenges or hurdles the team members have highlighted during the meeting, the Scrum Master is going to note it down and he is going to work offline to resolve these hurdles or challenges or issues of the team members. Got it? And who else can be part of the meeting? The product owner, it's not required, but the product owner can be part of the meeting, but he cannot disturb the flow of the meeting. The purpose or the, it would be suggestible for the product owner to be part of the meeting. One, he understands the progress of the team with respect to the sprint goal. And if there is any clarifications or guidance or hurdles which has been raised, which the product owner has a solution, so he makes a note of it, and during the meeting he can highlight that he has a solution or a clarification, but after the meeting he can discuss with the respective people to give the clarification on the questions which has been asked. Similarly, if the Scrum Master has the answer to the questions or the clarifications or the hurdle which has been raised by the development team, he can highlight during the meeting that he has a solution, he has the clarification for the hurdle which has been raised, and he is going to take up with the respective person offline, outside the Scrum meeting. The daily Scrum meeting serves as an inspection, synchronization, and a daily adaptive activity. We saw three questions, right? Each individual of the team is going to, or the each team member is going to provide the answer for these questions. The answer for these questions gives an overall picture of the project progress. It helps us to understand the project progress against the sprint goal and to be flexible in the forthcoming days to adapt to or to meet the sprint goals. And also it helps to identify the hurdles or the challenges to meet the sprint goals. So this Scrum meeting helps the overall health of the project. Now, when there is only one small team, Scrum meeting is okay. But what if we have multiple small teams working towards the project? Then each team is going to have their own Scrum meeting, asking the same questions and following the protocols of the process or the meeting activity. And then each meeting, each team, after they have conducted their Scrum meeting, they are going to conduct another meeting called as Scrum of Scrums. Let's say there are three teams. So each team, Team A, Team B, Team C, is going to have their own Scrum meeting. And after this, a representative from each of the team, Team A, Team B and Team C, they are going to come together and they are going to conduct Scrum of Scrums. So this meeting again is going to be a 15 minutes meeting. And what are they going to discuss? One, in the previous Scrum meeting, we saw individual data. Here it is the group. So a representative of the Team A is going to say, what did we complete since we last met as a team? What we will do by the time we meet again? So what will be our current productivity? What we are going to aim to do? And what is the hurdle for our team? And there is a fourth question. What is the hurdle we may likely to create for the other team? So these four questions are going to be discussed in the Scrum of Scrums so that the other team is aware what is the hurdle they foresee from the other team and they can collaborate and cooperate to ensure the hurdle is being resolved. Got it? And the frequency of this Scrum of Scrum need not be every day. They can meet maybe twice or thrice in a week. It is not mandatory. Okay. And the Scrum of Scrum will be conducted after the Scrum meeting, because only then the team will have the input from the Scrum meeting. What if we have more teams? Then we are going to have Scrum of Scrums. So the Scrum meeting gets elevated at each level. There can be multiple layer or multiple level of meetings. I hope you understood. Again, to summarize, daily scrum meeting or the daily stand-up meeting, or we call it a scrum meeting, is going to be conducted every day. It's a 15 minutes activity, and the three questions are going to be discussed. What was completed since we last met? What will be done by the time we meet again? That is today's productivity. What is our hurdle? And we also saw who is going to be the main participant and who is going to be observing the meeting. One more point, apart from the Scrum Master and the product owner, the support departments also can attend the meeting, but they can be only a observer, right? And we saw Scrum of Scrums and Scrum of Scrum of Scrums. I hope you understood about Scrum meeting. If yes, like our meeting and subscribe to more learnings. Thank you very much.